Well, we are smack dab in the really middle of a very, very busy time in our tri-state region with lots of different events in all the different towns at all different times. And this weekend is no different. As a matter of fact, actually starting August 4th and running through the weekend is a very, very fun event to go to. It runs from August 4th through Sunday, August 7th, from 10 to 5 each day. And that is the Kent Days, the Sidewalk Sale Days this year. And with us we have Gina Olson. Gina, thanks for joining us today.
Good morning. I'm happy to be here.
You know, it's nice to have everything back in full swing, and that includes what we're doing in Kent with the Sidewalk Sale Days. First of all, we should let people know that you're more than just somebody who organizes. You actually have a business in Kent.
I do. I have two businesses in Kent, actually. Chestnut Woodworking, an antique flooring company, and then our sister store, Tarot and Time.
All right. And you're also the board of secretary and the board of directors, right?
I'm on the Chamber of Commerce secretary, yes.
All right. Very busy. Well, it's nice to see these events back and back in full, as a matter of fact. And I should, I'm going to mention right off the top here, that the Sidewalk Sale Days, which go on in Kent from the 4th through the 7th, are brought to you by the Kent Chamber of Commerce, St. Andrew's Parish, the Shops at 31 North Main Street, Kent Greenhouse and Gardens, Song Dog Shoe and Leather, and Scribble Art Workshop. Okay, so that's a real nice combination of people all working on the project.
We have some great people in Kent working together, getting through the hard times, excited for the sidewalk sales to just be better than ever.
You know, that's one thing. So let's talk about that first of all for all the stores that are participating. You look at your list of stores, and you have just a ton of stores that are all participating in the sidewalk sale days.
Yes. You want me to read you the list?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
All right. Well, we have these awesome merchants in Kent. We have Heron American Craft Gallery, Silver and Sage Trading, Scribble Art Workshop, Sundog Shoe and Leather, Spice and Drum Gift Shop, House of Books, the Kent Greenhouse and Gardens. We have Foreign Cargo, Rolling River Antiques, my shops I spoke of, Chestnut Woodworking and Tarot and Time. We're also going to have Cobalens and Company Antique and Estate Jewelry out on our front lawn. We have Pierston Home Accents and Apparel and the Kent Station Pharmacy. So those are the big, those are the names of the big stores involved, but then we also have a bunch of other events. Can I name those too?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, so we have the return of the St. Andrew's annual tag sale, which in itself is huge, along with the Roger Sherman Chapter DAR Tag Sale on Main Street next to St. Andrew's Church. And then the Kent Memorial Library is going to keep doing its outdoor book sale, which is fabulous, for all 4 days.
All right. And also this year, once again, weather permitting, of course, because it's at the Kent Land Trust Field, you're also going to have a fantastic concert on the 4th from 6 to 7:30 with Wanda Houston.
Yes, and the HBH Band.
And, you know, that's a great, it's an area just south of Kent, and it's lots of parking. It's a great area for a concert. But also in Kent, and you've included this from what I can see in the list, Kent, of course, is noted for its retail, yes, but also its art galleries as well.
We have so much to offer in our little town. So one thing to mention, if you do come to see Wanda Houston, which I recommend that you do, that's at the Land Trust Field on Route 7, and you can bring a non-perishable item for the Kent Food Bank while you're there. And then we have all these great art galleries in town. And so the Kent Art Association will have a sale on select local artists' work. The Golden Falcon Lot on North Main Street will also feature nonprofits with information about their organization. So there's a lot going on.
And what makes Kent really special? It's a lot like a Millerton in the fact that on top of the retail, on top of everything that goes on there, you have lots of different restaurants and everything. And folks, I mean, everything is extremely walkable in the town of Kent.
Absolutely. I love that about Kent. It's small, it's walkable, and there's a lot of parking, too. So you can park on Main Street and also on the Kent Green property, which is over by the IGA. So there's definitely places to park. It's very accessible. And we have tons of restaurants involved. Shall I tell you about those?
I would think so.
All right. So the Fife and Drum restaurant is going to have lunch, dinner, and drink specials all weekend. The Kent Green, on the Kent Green, where you can park also. The Davis IGA will feature some great sales. Sophie's Bakery and Restaurant's going to serve up cookies, pastries, grab-and-go, noshes. We have Wilson's Cafe by High Watch, J.P. Gifford's Market, and the Villager Restaurant all having specials that week, that 4 days of the sidewalk sale. Kent Pizza Garden, Kitchen and Bar also offering some special stuff. Then on top of that, we have the Kent Farmers Market. And that is an amazing event, again, in itself. It takes place Friday, August 5th from 3 to 6 p.m. at the Kent Land Trust Fields, the same place where we're going to have the music later, directly across Route 7 from the Kent Greenhouse. So you can get fresh veggies, produce. They're going to have craft people. They even have beer, food to go, and lots more.
We are talking this morning with Gina Olson, talking about the Kent Sidewalk Sale Days running basically Thursday, August 4th through Sunday, August 7th, including a whole list of events that go on, whether it's restaurants, whether it's food, whether it's art, whatever it is. If you want more information on the web, you can go to kentct.com, kentct.com. But what I'm impressed with, once again, is the fact that Everything you're talking about, and even the farmer's market, even though it's down Route 7 a little bit, it's very easy to get to. And I think what you just pointed out, there's parking for everything, so you can park your car, your truck, whatever, and you don't have a horrific walk to do whatever you want to do.
Absolutely, and motorcycles too.
Yeah.
And it's free parking, let me say, also.
So, once again, August 4th through Sunday, August 7th, and basically the hours are 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. Of course, when you have the concert, that's a little later, but basically the sidewalk sale days are 10 to 5. And one thing I always love about summertime in the Kent, especially during this, is all the books that are outside put out by the library.
Oh, it's great.
Those bookstalls, it's just a sign that you're smack dab in the middle of summer when you go through Kent. I mean, Kent's always got a busy thoroughfare, always, but there's just something special when this comes up now once again, and you have more of what Kent offers to the tri-state region. So, once again, kentct.com, and you know, the way the weather's been going, it looks like you're going to have a fantastic week.
Oh, it's going to be something. It's going to be full summer. So we're excited to see everyone.
Gina, always great to talk to you. Thank you very much. And
thank you.
Best of luck with your sales.
Thanks so much.